We live in an age of fraud targeting the aged. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. By one calculation, older Americans lose $36 billion a year from financial fraud, where the scammers may be strangers, even family or supposed friends. For the next week, we're presenting a marketplace series called Brains and Losses, the Bottom Line on Aging and Financial Vulnerability. Today, we kick things off with a story of a rare victory over a fraudster. It begins with a World War II hero who seemed fine to his son, but even so...
Never overestimate your elders, that prevention is really the only remedy in most cases.
Andrew McClurg's father, Don, was a decorated gunnery sergeant who was kind of everywhere during the big one, both the Normandy and Okinawa invasions, and again in Tokyo Bay during the surrender. After, he got into the paint business in Florida and raised a family. In his 90s, his son Andrew found him sharp, good at numbers, good at tennis.
And he goes, only one. And I said, you won a tennis tournament? And I said, who are you playing? He goes, oh, you know, the young guys in their 70s.
Don started talking about his new friend he'd met while out on a stroll.
She's, obviously there was nothing sexual given his age, but he gave a deposition and admitted that at one point, you know, she would be talking about him as her boyfriend.
He's 93, she's less than half his age. Don had recently lost his wife to cancer, and the woman's tale of needing money for cancer treatment resonated. This was all bunk, it would turn out. A private investigator confirmed some suspicions, but when confronted with the evidence, Don was having none of it.
I mean, this is like months and months this went on, and we're in the thick of it. And we, each time something comes up, we've disproved it to him. And I said, Dad, what's happening? What's wrong with you? Why won't you believe us?
The key break for Andrew, a University of Memphis law professor, and his sister Robin, a former prosecutor, is when they found a police detective in their dad's Florida town who recognized the dad's new friend.
He goes, I know exactly who she is. She's a con artist.
The detective tries to explain the situation to the dad, but the quote-unquote friend persuades Don to stop talking to the cop, who still keeps at it.
So they arrest the person who's stolen half of his life savings and given him nothing in return other than this fake affection. And we get this email. I can't believe I am writing this to my children. The ramifications are unbelievable. She was preparing to pay me in full. Yeah, right. This has been going on for a year.
This kind of thing can be a challenge for the legal system.
What I like to call twisted heart cases.
Shannon Miller is a Gainesville, Florida attorney who represents seniors.
You know, the person can be very high functioning and they're doing the gift intentionally.
But lawyers like Miller ask, what is intentional if the demand for money is based on lies? Yet in this case, there's a rare legal outcome, the exception that proves the rule. A Florida court convicts the woman, forcing her to give back $50,000. It's less than half the money lost, but it's something. On some of the rackets that are national, even international in scope, fake IRS, fake lottery winnings, federal authorities sometimes get money back to those who've reported the crimes to the government. Here's Will Maxson at the Federal Trade Commission.
I know last year we sent out tens of thousands of refund checks to consumers for nearly $11 million.
That's an achievement, but for scale, note that people lost $488 million last year just in so-called imposter scams reported to the FTC's Consumer Sentinel Tracking System. But the McClurg story doesn't end there. Andrew wanted to do more for people like his father, and being a law professor, comes up with a novel legal mechanism. What about...
If they're over 65 and they're giving away large sums of money to people, someone they've only known for a short time, and they're not a relative, and they're getting nothing in return, then a presumption should arise that this was the result of exploitation.
A new legal presumption, it's called, to add to others, like the one where you're presumed dead after 7 years. What makes this more than an arcane idea in the Hastings Law Journal is that legislators in 2014 passed Andrew's presumption into Florida law. Miller, the elder law attorney in Florida, loves the idea, but it's early days and says the tool needs testing on appeal.
We need prosecutors to use it. They're gun-shy. They don't want to lose a defendant if they can get them on simple theft.
Okay, so legal tool in progress. As for the McClurg family, the partial restitution was bittersweet. Just 4 months after getting some of his money back, Don McClurg, previously in good health, died at 95. Stress? Who knows?
This does take a terrible toll on the person, apart from just taking their money. What makes these crimes so cruel is I would respect the person more if they did conk him over the head and steal his wallet. But they not only steal their money, they steal their dignity and their heart and their sense of self-worth.
All next week here, why many older people who seem perfectly okay may be especially soft targets. Also listen for the one-hour special, Brains and Losses, the bottom line on aging and financial vulnerability on many public radio stations nationwide. Resources including how to protect loved ones are at the freshly redesigned marketplace.org and videos on our YouTube channel. It's Marketplace APM, where you can subscribe for free.
Shepard from Lincoln, Nebraska, and I listen to Marketplace several times, actually every day, because it's got the economic news and developments that are important to me. I donate to Marketplace so that it can be available to everyone, and I hope you'll join me in this effort. Thanks.
To join Shepard as a Marketplace investor, donate online at marketplace.org.
In other Marketplace news, five more states have sued Purdue Pharma, maker of OxyContin. It's now more than 40 states suing. They say Purdue helped fuel the opioid epidemic by misleading doctors and patients. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
Attorneys general for West Virginia, Iowa, Kansas, Maryland, and Wisconsin filed the suit yesterday. They say Purdue used false claims and deceptive practices. The lawsuit says sales reps for the drug company claimed patients could take as much OxyContin as they wanted without any problems. In a statement, Purdue said the lawsuits are part of an effort to, quote, try these cases in the court of public opinion rather than the justice system.
Nancy Marshall-Genzer live from Washington. Thank you. Let's do the numbers. Stock markets look droopy this morning. Dow and S&P futures are each down 0.5%. NASDAQ future down 0.6%. London's FTSE down 0.3%. The key stock index in Shanghai fell 2.5%, with Hong Kong down 1.2% in this escalating trade war. This is from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.